He said, "Here," I raised my mask a little. "Oh, only a little. You see my lips? Such lips as I have. They're not moving. My mouth is closed. Such mouth as I have. And yet you hear my voice. Where will you have it? In your left ear? In your right ear? In the table? In those little ebony boxes on the mantelpiece? Listen, dear, it's in the little box on the right of the mantelpiece. What does it say? Shall I turn the scorpion? And now, crack. What does it say in the little box on the left? Shall I turn the grasshopper? And now, crack. Here it is in the little leather bag. What does it say? I am the little bag of life and death. And now, crack. It is in Carlotta's throat, in Carlotta's golden throat, in Carlotta's crystal throat. As I live, what does it say? It says, it's I, Mr. Toad, it's I singing. I feel without alarm, quack, with its melody enwind me, quack. And now, crack, it is on a chair in the ghost's box, and it says, Madame Carlotta is singing tonight to bring the chandelier down. And now, crack, aha. Where is Eric's voice now? Listen, darling, listen. It is behind the door of the torture chamber. Listen, it's myself in the torture chamber. And what do I say? I say, woe to them that have a nose, a real nose, and come to look round the torture chamber. Oh, the ventriloquist's terrible voice. It was everywhere, everywhere. It passed through the little invisible window, through the walls. It ran around us, between us. Eric was there, speaking to us. We made a movement as though to fling ourselves upon him. But already swifter, more fleeting than the voice of the echo, Eric's voice had leaped back behind the wall. Soon we heard nothing more at all, for this is what happened. "Eric, Eric," said Christine's voice. "You tire me with your voice. Don't go on, Eric. Isn't it very hot here?"
"Oh, yes," replied Eric's voice. "The heat is unendurable."
"But what does this mean? The wall is really getting quite hot. The wall is burning."
"I'll tell you, Christine, dear, it is because of the forest next door."
"Well, what has that to do with it, the forest?"
"Why, didn't you see that it was an African forest?"
And the monster laughed so loudly and hideously that we could no longer distinguish Christine's supplicating cries. The Vicomte de Chagny shouted and banged against the walls like a madman. I could not restrain him. But we heard nothing except the monster's laughter, and the monster himself can have heard nothing else. And then there was the sound of a body falling on the floor and being dragged along, and the door slammed, and then nothing, nothing more around us, save the scorching silence of the south in the heart of a tropical forest.
This book is continued on Disc 7.